Belinda Audio presents this unabridged recording of City of Lies, written by Alifair Burke, read by Eliza Foss.
They'd hoped that the confrontation in the hotel might trigger a meeting between Sparks and Bandon. As they continued north on Madison, Ellie worried that the only act in which she'd be catching Sparks red-handed tonight was a return to his townhouse on 77th. But she reminded herself that Bandon also lived on the Upper East Side. At 73rd Street, the driver shifted into the left lane. Sparks's place was between Madison and Fifth Avenue. Bandon was farther east on Park. He was definitely going home. When the limo lurched through a yellow light at 76th, she chose to stop at the red rather than risk flagging her tail. She watched as the light at 77th turned red. The limo stopped. Still, no left turn signal. But the driver hadn't used his blinker back at the hotel either. Her light changed to green, and she hit her blinker to hang a right to take Park Avenue back to the precinct. But something kept her from tapping the gas. She'd waited 22 minutes and driven 20 blocks. She'd stick it out until the limo turned onto Sparks's block. The light at 77th turned green. But the limo didn't turn. It went straight. So did she, maneuvering into the left lane to follow. She trailed behind the limo as it turned left on 81st, then another quick left south on 5th Avenue. Had the driver spotted her? She hung back, pulling into the loading zone of an apartment complex on 81st, just in case. She could pause here and catch up after the turn. She forced herself to count 8 full beats and then made a left on 5th Avenue, holding her breath until she spotted her target. The limo was turning right into the parking entrance for the Metropolitan Museum of Art. The museum was dead. Maybe Sparks was turning around in the hope of losing her tail. Or maybe he was meeting someone in the garage. It was open to non-museum parking after hours, and if darkened garages worked for Woodward and Bernstein, she imagined they'd work for Sparks as well. She pulled over on the west side of 5th behind a southbound M4 bus and watched the museum driveway. No limo. If the driver were taking a U-turn, he'd be out by now. But if Sparks had a clandestine meeting inside, there was no way she could drive through the bottleneck entrance without being noticed. She waited.